It's a king farm raised, and it's a very buttery and delicious dish. Same sandwich for lunch also with the salad. It's good to say if you can pretty much get your Reuben sandwich for lunch, or you can get a nice piece of fish for lunch as well.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about the poke, for those that don't know what poke is, as well as rara, two main flavors of the islands.
Mm-hmm. Well, the poke dish, it's on that sesame, shoyu, sriracha flavor, a little futakake, cucumber, the onion, and just like we marinate it. Our poke here, we don't really marinate it too much in advance. We do kind of do it a la minute. So what we do is we mix the tuna with our sauce, and we let it set for a couple of minutes before we do the preparation with it. So it's more of like a flash poke rather than... our rara dish is a flash cure of hamachi and ahi, and they're sashimi cuts, and they're cut about an ounce each slice. And they're dipped in a flash cure of yuzu and Meyer lemon juice. And they're cured for about maybe 30 seconds, and then shingled on a plate with fresh avocado. And then there's a slaw that's, tossed with a honey yuzu vinaigrette that has a little shiso leaf in it, chili flake, molokai, sea salt, a little chili flake. It's a jicama and apple. And I think it's a nice little... nice presentation. I mean, you could eat it as a light lunch, but for me, it's more of an appetizer. Definitely, for sure.
And, for people that don't, that are afraid of, raw fish, it's delicious. I mean, and, you obviously have to partake in it, try it, and taste the aloha that's in this dish. So introduce yourself and tell us about your role here. I know it's an important role, as I've heard.
I'm Rebecca Scalacci, and I'm the general manager. I've been running the restaurant since we opened it 8 years ago, July 31st. It'll be 8 years. Worked for Bev for quite a few years, running Hale'i Mai'li General Store and her catering company. So Gannon's has been an interesting journey, being on a restaurant that has so many aspects to it. Golfers, lot of weddings, happy hour, dinner. It's been interesting and somewhat of a challenge to put them all together on this great location with one of the best views.
It is a spectacular view. I mean, where else can you get this spectacular view accompanied by delicious gourmet cuisine as well as, beverages as well? And you mentioned the dynamic nature of Gannon's. It's complicated, but you seem to have managed to do very well. I mean, you're award-winning. People are singing praises, both food critics as well as food lovers out there, and then the general population that, from visitors and locals alike. What's been the secret of you folks being so popular in doing so many different things so well?
Well, I think for me particularly, having Chef Brett been here 3 years now?
Yeah, working on the fourth.
Year. He's really created the consistency that we've needed, like all good restaurants need. You have to be consistent as much as you can. I think the variety keeps the staff somewhat interested. They get to do some banquets, some weddings, and then still get to do the day-to-day of breakfast, lunch, and dinner here. I don't know. I think it's a great place to work. We try to make it a good place to work.
So. And it seems like it is. I mean, and then what are you folks doing to try to attract the next generation of visitors to come here? Obviously you're reaching out to people on social media as well as, maybe doing some of the menu items differently as well. So tell us about that approach.
Well, we do a lot of, modern dishes. There's not a, contemporary spins that we do on old school dishes as well. When we did bring on the Joe's menu items and some of the things there, we did try to dress it up a little bit more. As far as staying, modern, I think the key is just keeping it fresh is the way to go. I mean, when if you do a lot of over preparations on things, then that's when you kind of lose the freshness. So, I mean, for Maui and for Hawaii, it's just an easy location to just put out amazing food. And the people that come out here, they're coming out to eat, and they're coming out here to explore, and, giving them exactly what they're hoping for is kind of like the goal. Mm-hmm. And we pretty much embrace all that. And, and I try to also take in consideration whenever we do travel, and I travel myself, and, what would I want if I was coming out to Maui? And then trying to make sure that we're able to provide that on a level in which that it will excite people and, the presentations and... the rarity of the dishes and, you know, it's not common things. You know, you're not going to see these menu items anywhere else in the world other than Hawaii. And, you know, and if you do, it's going to be an attempt because you just don't have the sun. So.
And you don't have the aloha spirit. I mean, you know, that's what really has made the difference, I think, is just that embrace of the flavors of truly authentic aloha as well. So tell us a little bit about your background and, you know, what made you land in Maui and stay in Maui? Or were you born here?
No, I wasn't born here. I was born in Norfolk, Virginia, on a military base, other side of the planet. And then, you know, for me, my dad was in the Navy, so we moved every couple of years. So, you know, as soon as I graduated from high school, I was off to New York, and I lived there and did my school and, you know, my internship. I worked with Ed Lacerc and worked at Paladin, Jean-Louis Paladin in Manhattan, and, you know, did a lot of chef events with him. And he's kind of the godfather of the James Beard and amazing, you know, chef. You know, and then I just made my way to West and went to California, did tons of stages there, Chez Panisse, Gary Danko, you know, and just got my experience there and took an exec chef position at 21. Was an Italian restaurant in the Bay Area and got ranked number 13, top 13 out of Italian restaurants. There's 126 in the Bay Area. So being 21, that was pretty exciting. We had a line out the door. Thomas Keller would come at least once a month. I'd see him. He'd be one of our guests. But it's also because it was Half Moon Bay. It's kind of like, you know, kind of a unique place that people will just come to just because it is, you know, it's like a Portuguese fishing village area. And that's just kind of what makes it, you know, Half Moon Bay. Yeah. And a lot of Italian foods. So, you know, and the fish there and everything was super fresh, very similar to, like, you know, Hawaii and Maui, kind of that feel for it. It was definitely fishing village-esque. Then I just, you know, went to Santa Barbara, was part of the reopening team for the Ojai Valley Inn.
Another splendid resort.
And then I was a chef de cuisine there for the reopening team, and then I rewrote all recipes and opened up all the restaurants and... And my way back up north, went to San Francisco, got on with the Kimpton Group, became a corporate chef with them, worked between Scala's and the Grand Cafe. Mm-hmm. And then I got scooped up by one of the board members to open up a restaurant in Lake Tahoe. Mm-hmm. And I was in Lake Tahoe for about 2 years, opened up a restaurant there on the lakeside. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a boat ride to work every day. Mm-hmm. I picked up a valet boat service and... You know, all the woodies and all the wood boats up there, and it was just an amazing scene. Was approached by an F&B director that was actually out here in Hawaii, and I was working the tables a little bit in the dining room from after the shift was pretty much everyone was fed, and I came out and talked a couple tables, and he was just like, you know, you could probably move to the front of the house. And so he dropped me a card and he said, hey, if you ever want to come out to Hawaii, maybe you should, you know, look us up. And so I went out to the Hyatt and went and started running food and beverage and was involved in the beverage program, ran the nightclub, spats, and did all that when I came out, and kind of did the front of the house thing for 3 years or so, and then I just got back in my craft, you know, I belong in the kitchen.
Well, so many exciting flavors here at Gannon's as well. So any upcoming activities, any plans that you can share with us in about the minute that we have left?
Well, we've been, you know, we're going to get ready for the Maui Film Festival, which we do every June, which is always very fun. And we get lots of celebrities come here during the film festival. And we've come up with a really good thing. We do dinner and a movie here. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing it now 7 years. So people love to come, and we're very excited about that. And we've got some other things going on that we're sort of making plans for the future.
And you can find all that out on your website, which is?
It will be, yes, gannonsrestaurant.com.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking to two people that are instrumental in the success of Gannon. So tell us your names again.
Rebecca Scalacci.
Brett Pafford.
All right, well, thank you. This is my chat with the folks of Aloha in beautiful Maui. So thank you for joining me, and stay tuned for more tips and trips to Hawaii. Thank you.